Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Angel Connection with CJ Martis. Hope everyone's having a good evening, and thank you for tuning in. I wanted to remind people, if they want to call in, that I do those readings for angel readings, or even to answer angel questions at the second half of the show. The number is 917-889-3818. And I'm really excited because I have a story to share with you, and I'm always kind of scouring the web looking for people who act like angels. And I ran across this story, which I think is very inspirational. So there's this 31-year-old social worker who rides the subway to go home, and he always stops at this favorite diner, okay, and he eats his dinner. Well, while he's getting off of the subway, and he's going outside doing what he usually does every evening, a teenage boy approaches him and pulls out a knife and says, you know, give me all your money. So, I mean, I don't know what I would do if I, you know, were in this kind of situation, but listen to what this man does, okay? It's a very cold evening, and so he hands him his wallet, you know, no argument there, and as the teen's walking off, he says, you know, hey, wait a minute. And I'm sure the teen was shocked that the guy's even talking to him. But he says, you forgot something, because if you're going to be robbing people for the rest of the night, you might as well take my coat to keep you warm. And, of course, this teenage robber's like, what? Why are you giving me your coat? Oh, my God. And so he gives him his coat, and he says, you know, to the boy, he says, if you're willing to risk your freedom for a few bucks, then you must really need the money. And, I mean, all I wanted to do is get dinner, and if you want to join me, well, you're more than welcome. So believe it or not, this teen goes into this diner with this guy, and they're sitting there, and this boy notices that everybody's being really nice to this guy. And he's like, are you the owner? Are you the proprietor here? You know, he's like, no. I just, you know, I'm always nice to everybody, and the kid was just really astounded. And he said, well, haven't you been taught to be nice to everybody? But the teen said, yeah, but nobody really ever behaves that way. And so they get through eating their food, and the guy looks at the kid and says, well, I can't pay because you have my wallet. Can you believe that? And so the boy gives him back the wallet. And then the neat thing at the very end is that this gentleman gave the boy money in exchange for his knife. So I don't know many people that would see that situation like that. So I always think there's angels involved when people really look at the world through, you know, their heart and not their head. So I just think this is an incredible story of really divine intervention coming through this man. So I wanted to share that story with you. And this is kind of a segment that I'm going to have every week, just some inspirational stories when people do something extraordinary. And I don't know if any of you had kind of a crazy week. I sure did. And this really flows along with angel message, basically, to help us kind of navigate the week. The angels came up with this idea, so here we go. We know this past week you may have felt as though you were riding a very bumpy roller coaster as very big shifts in energy began to occur. The good news is that this new divine energy is a catalyst to begin a process for releasing those things which no longer serve to create peace in your life. The energy of these waves from Source caused a lot of emotional disruption for many on this earth this past week. But don't see this energy as fear or chaos, but just emotions rising to the surface to be released and healed. Try not to focus on worries this week. Think of yourself as if you're preparing for a journey. What would you take with you? What don't I need to take? I don't know about you, but you know, I always overpack, so it's cool they're telling us this. Take a little time this week to be still and observe your life. Are you holding on to unfortunate events of the past too much? Are there feelings buried that just need to be expressed and released? Well, we can tell you that there's no reason to burden yourself with guilt or suppressed anger anymore. The best way for you to navigate this upcoming week is to surrender to your own healing processes, let go of control, and see what is revealed to you. There are many essential truths which can be hidden from your immediate view, and I personally believe that too. Accept each moment as it arrives, even if it's challenging. Know in your heart these events are just a piece of a far grander process happening now and throughout the upcoming year. So be gentle with yourself this week. If you're more tired than usual, then rest. If you get anxiety, breathe deeply and breathe through it. If things become too hard, play a little. And, of course, call upon us if you feel stuck or too overburdened with the old energy. We are here to support and help you heal. Great advice from the angels this week. Well, I'm excited about my guest here. Her name is Nancy Compton, and our segment's about angels in action, just like the first story. And so Nancy owns her own company. She does angel readings, and I'd like her to welcome her to the Angel Connection. Hello, Nancy, and welcome.
Thank you, CJ. Nice to be here tonight.
Well, I'm just excited to talk with you, which we've already talked before, you know, and like me, you had an unusual childhood because of your spiritual gifts. And what was it like to grow up with such a connection to your inner knowing?
Well, I think unlike a lot of children, I was very fortunate. As I told you before, I was blessed with an exceptional great-grandmother who recognized my gifts when I was an infant, actually, and told my mother and my grandmother to listen to what I had to say, that I was going to say some strange things during life, but to accept it and to listen to what I had to say. So I was fortunate, and they didn't think that I was too weird.
There's all kinds of grades of weird, right?
Yes. And, you know, unfortunately, not everybody else got that memo. As we talked earlier, I had a instance where, as a young grade schooler, I was probably second grade, and we went on a field trip to the LA Times. I was born and raised in California. And when we got there, I started asking our tour guide all of these questions, like, you know, where are these specific presses, and where's this room? That used to be here, and that used to be there. You know, with the vocabulary and an understanding, you know, of the newspaper industry that no 7 or 8 year old child is going to have. And so my teacher and my guide, you know, the tour guide said, you know, is somebody in your family work here? And I said, no. And, you know, well, have you been here on a field trip before? No. How do you know this? I just do. So, of course, you know, kind of from that point on, I learned to have a filter because my teacher actually thought that I was lying.
Really?
I went so far as to call my mom, and my mom said, no, she's not lying. Sometimes she just knows things.
Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful mom. That's cool.
I did. I was truly very blessed in the strong women in my life who had a deep sense of spirituality.
Well, that, you know, expressing gratitude, you know, for the many blessings in my life last week, and that would definitely be a blessing, having people accept you
absolutely.
For who you are. Oh, my goodness, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we know, you know, that a lot of people do readings and angel readings to help people. And so, you know, my process is I just listen and the angels start talking. But what method do you use, Nancy, to work with the angels to facilitate healing for people?
One of the first things that I do with my clients is I teach them a breathing technique, because one thing I can tell you is that most of us don't breathe. You know, we take these very shallow breaths, and we really need to get some deep cleansing breaths to clear our heads, to think clearly, and to learn how to relax. So that's the first thing I teach my clients, and everybody gets that lesson. And then I shuffle the cards, and then I hand my cards. I use Stirring Virtues cards.
Oh, wonderful.
And I have my clients shuffle the cards, and then I have them spread the cards out in front of them. And then I ask them to choose 6 cards, and I tell them to choose the cards that they're most drawn to. So, of course, the cards are all turned down, so they all look exactly the same. So they choose their 6 cards, and they hand them over to me. And then we flip the cards over one by one, and as we flip over the cards, I receive the messages that go along with the inspiration from the card. And there's almost always a theme or a story that comes through this. And so far to date, I've never had anybody say to me that the message didn't apply to them. So the angels always come through and giving exactly the messages that the person needs at that particular moment. Sometimes it's not what they want to hear, but it is what they need to hear.
I kind of run into that too sometimes, but most of the time people are ready, I think, to look at their life in a different way.
They usually know the message, but sometimes, you know, they needed a little push.
Right. So, you know, I would think with the way that you have them pick the cards, they're, you know, more connected to
absolutely
their angels that way, right?
Absolutely, because they realize at that point that, you know, their angels, their spirit guided them to those particular cards, that I didn't have anything to do with the choices that they made.
You know, and that's what I appreciate when talking to you, Nancy, is that, you know, as readers, healers, psychics, whatever you want to call it, a lot of us that are a little strange these days, we really, it's really the person, you know, it's all about them. It's really not about us. It's just helping them get connected. So that's why I appreciate the work that you do and how you do it.
I love doing it. I mean, it truly is my calling. It is what I do best.
What would you say is the most important thing to you when you're helping people, or what's the priority?
Healing and giving someone a sense of peace in their life and realizing that there is so much more in the world than what we see with our eyes, and to literally feel what's going on around them, and to allow the angels to give them peace and to show them love.
I think that's wonderful. And, you know, what people don't sometimes realize, I think, when they're working with me or even someone like yourself, is that, you know, as people who facilitate this kind of healing and help people, you know, we're doubly blessed, I think, don't you, by the work that we do?
Absolutely. As much as we give, we receive.
I would say so, for sure. And, you know, if you look back at, you know, because I know, how long have you been doing this work?
My whole life.
Oh.
Yeah, I think pretty much my whole life. Not in a business sense, but all of my life I've been doing this.
I probably could say the same thing. You know, the angels don't let me get off duty very often.
Yeah.
Most people know that about me, you know, and I've had countless blessings being able to work with the angels. What are some of the blessings you'd like to share with our listeners out there?
Well, I have a very special story that I'll try to make brief and give to you. My grandmother passed away on Easter Sunday in 2009. But before she passed away, she lived in Austin, Texas. Before she passed away, we were speaking on the phone. It was probably 3 weeks or so before. And she was, for some reason, she felt very concerned about where she was going after death. And she was a little worried about it. And I thought that odd because she was such a giving, loving person. But I didn't want to poo-poo her feelings, you know, so I let her vent. And when we got off the phone, I sat and pondered what would make her feel better. And so I was inspired to say a prayer to God and the angels, and I asked them to show her peace and love and to let her know that she was going to be okay. And then I let it go. I just released it.
Hmm.
3 weeks later, I flew into Austin, Texas to spend some time with her, knowing that it was probably going to be the last time. The very first day that I get there, I'm sitting next to her in her hospital bed, and I remember that I've not told her that I sent her angels. So I lean over and I say, "Grandma, I sent you angels." And I'm expecting her to reach over, pat my hand, and say, Isn't that nice, darling? See, her eyes get huge, and she puts her hand to her forehead, and she says, oh, thank God. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, they came. I said, what happened? And she said, two angels came and took her to heaven, up to the pearly gates, which, by the way, she informed me are not pearly, but I was in too much shock to ask her what they are. I said, did you see any family there? And she says, no, just the two angels and Jesus, but his back was turned. So I said, well, what happened then? And she said, well, I asked Jesus if he was going to let me into heaven. And he said, yes, Ruby, just not yet. She said, then she immediately went back to her body.
Wow.
So one would think that would be the end of the story. But I left Austin, Texas on the Thursday before Easter. And Friday, Saturday, she wasn't doing good. Saturday night, she was worse. They put me on speakerphone, and I talked to her until 4:55 a.m. on Easter Sunday morning when she took her last breath. And the Wednesday after Easter, I was scheduled to give a talk about angels and give angel readings. And I was now flying out to Austin, Texas, the day after that. So I was trying to decide whether I should do it or not. So I decided, yes, I was going to go ahead and do it. So I go ahead, I give my reading, I give my talk, I turned my cell phone off. I get into the car, turn my cell phone on. My grandmother's best friend had left a message for me to call her. So I call her up to find out what's going on, and she asked me if I'd seen a box in my grandmother's bedroom. She said it looked like a treasure chest, and it had my grandmother's name engraved on it. I said, no, I hadn't seen anything like that. Why? And she said, well, nobody here knows anything about this box. And she said, and your grandfather and I were the only ones in the house. We were standing in the living room, and we heard this thud. And we went into your grandmother's bedroom. This box was on the floor between her desk and her bed, and nobody here knows anything about it. I said, I'm in Pennsylvania. How would I know anything about it?
Right.
It's because what's inside of it? So of course, what's inside? And she said, a crystal angel.
Oh, you're kidding. Really?
Yeah, really. And so I laughed, and I said, Glenda, that's wonderful. That was a message from Grandma that the angels came and got her.
Absolutely.
And she knew that you would tell me. And to this day, nobody in my family has yet to claim to have purchased that for my grandmother. So essentially, my grandmother dropped it down from the heavens so that we would know where she went.
I am so glad you shared that story. What an incredible
story. I don't usually tell it that fast.
Oh, well, you know, I know, and I thank you for being, you know, we only have 30 minutes to cram everything angels in anyway, but that's an incredible story. What a wonderful blessing.
So that's a blessing to me that I was able to facilitate that for her and for the healing of my family.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Nancy, I know our time's brief, but I've so enjoyed having you on the show. And if people want to reach out to you, what's the best way they can reach you?
They can call me at 814-418-5235, or they can go to my website. It's newlifetransformations.org.
And we also have your website link on the show description, too.
And I'm on Facebook as well.
Well, you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all those.
Thank you, Nancy.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow, what a treat to get that story at the end. I didn't even know that myself. So I'm going to go ahead and open up for callers, and I want to give those numbers out. It's 1-877-296-0345 or 1-917-889-3818. And I do want to mention real quickly, next week's show is almost all call-ins. So if you don't get into tonight and you want to tune in next Friday, we're going to do a bunch of them, okay? All right, well, I've got my first caller that I'd like to welcome to the Angel Connection. Carrie, you're on the Angel Connection with CJ Martis. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
How are you?
I am doing just fine, love. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just had a little couple questions for you.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted, recently I had just lost my job, and I'm currently 6.5 months pregnant, and it's been a bad financial situation lately, and I've been worrying myself crazy, stressing about a lot of things, and I'm kind of scared once the baby comes after, will I, you know, be able to get my things together and be able to support my child like I'm supposed to. It's actually my first child, and I'm 18, so.
Well, you certainly have a lot going on, don't you? And I know that with the baby coming, I would be concerned too, and have a lot of anxiety about that. But the angels actually say that even though there's been a delay in trying to find some employment, and I don't. You said how far along? Six months.
6.5 months.
Well, they said to kind of be patient, that you'll find something within probably the next month, and they're pretty good with giving me good time frames. And, you know, I think when this is a great call for other people out there, because, you know, when we get in these situations, especially with the economy the way it is, it's hard to trust and have faith. And it's also difficult to have faith in ourselves. But you have a beautiful energy. You're not alone in this, sweetheart. And you're very brave. And I see a couple of angels with you. One's name is, calls herself Marguerite. And they said if you're really open to their energy to kind of help still that chaos that goes on in your mind, you know, just to slow down a little bit and be able to connect with them. And they're going to show you a sign this upcoming week that they're really there.
Okay. And also, I'm in a relationship with the baby's father.
Mm-hmm.
And he is about, I think, 25 years older than I am. And I had at the beginning, we had a lot of issues going on with
mm-hmm.
my family and people being able to accept it. I mean, I didn't see anything coming. It just kind of happened, and we went ahead and got our place together, and, I mean, we've been together ever since. We've been here ever since I've been pregnant, but I just see a lot of doubt, like, our relationship is not going as well as I would like it to be, and so I've been going back and forth, like worrying myself what I should do. Should I go back home and be with my family, or should I stay here with him? And it's just been very stressful because not only that, he gives me a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. Well, the angels say certainly that, you know, that environment's not really very good for you, which you already know. And I know that going back home with family and all of that, but you need to get yourself, honey, to a place that is, you know, nurturing for you and this baby coming. You don't want to bring this baby into stress. I know you don't. So if you're feeling like you want to go home and you need some place to be safe, that's what you should do.
Right. And but also another thing is, like, when I tried going home, I wasn't happy. I kind of felt like I wanted to be here with him. And, you know, I just feel like there's situations in our relationship that we can resolve. I just don't know how. So, and it makes it harder just because the fact that he is older than I am. So he doesn't have a mindset like I do.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, that's a challenge. We don't always control who we fall in love with or who we end up connected to. But, you know, it's not about all the other people. It's about how you feel. And, you know, so, but really connect with those angels, and I think they'll steer the course of what you need to do. And I have a limited amount of time on air, so I appreciate you calling, Carrie, and I send some angels your way, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Let's welcome Jean. You're on the Angel Connection with CJ Martis.
Hi. How are you?
I'm
doing
good.
Congratulations on your program.
Oh, thank you. What can I and the angels help you with this evening?
Well, what I'm really looking for is I'm starting to open up to things,
uh-huh.
And I just want to know if I'm having a problem not allowing myself to completely open, or if I'm not, or if the angels are not really with me, so to speak. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it. You know,
okay.
The thing is, I've always been an analytical person.
Mm-hmm.
And now with me opening up, I'm seeing things and I'm hearing things, and there's still part of me that sort of holds back from it.
Right.
And I don't
right.
know if it's me or if it's the angels are saying, well, you're too analytical, we're not going to allow you to open up.
Well, I'll have to stop you there because angels don't back away from a challenge, certainly. And you do have a number of angels that are around you. And, you know, this is a great question because often when we start to open up, Jean, especially because I'm kind of right and left brain myself, but as you open up, you know, to that kind of other spectrum of who you are, there's always that little voice in the back of your head that says, I'm just imagining things. Well, the angels tonight
right.
are saying that you're not imagining it, the things that you see, because there's so much that we do miss that is outside of the normal, you know, range of our senses. There's stuff going on
right.
everywhere. I see,
yeah.
I can, the air can even look fluid to me, you know, like it's got waves in it. I'm like, what is that? You know, it looks very strange. And so,
okay, then I'm not crazy when I see that.
No.
When I see that, okay.
So, oh, yeah, that's what one of the things you're talking about. That's cool.
Right, right.
But
yeah.
you know, be patient with yourself. Those being able to really feel or have a physical sensation takes some time. And so you're making great progress, they say. There's nothing wrong, and you're just opening up these new abilities. And the other suggestion I would give you is, as you see new things, sometimes we want to try to figure them out or attach a meaning to them. And what I have found that kind of quiets my, what I call the monkey mind, you know, chatter, chatter, chatter. What
right.
really can kind of calm that down is just to observe it for now. Don't make a decision about what it means, and just sort of go with the flow. So,
okay. The only other part that I have is there are a number of times in meditation and that I've
mm-hmm.
been led to Christ, and there are always messages from Him. The
mm-hmm.
last meditation I was in, the last message He gave me said, with your hand, you'll come to me. And to me, I thought that was like, if I would open myself up more, I'd be more accepting of Him. And I don't know if that's right or wrong.
Well, you know, when we're opening, you know, it's about opening the heart. And so I
mm-hmm.
think it means that the more that you open, the more you're going to feel that presence, you know, in all of the
time. In myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because that's where the divine, that's where that spark of God is, you know. And
right.
I can't believe that the show's almost over. I hope
I'm
I've
sorry.
Answered your. I hope I've answered
yes.
your questions.
You did. I appreciate
so,
it.
So glad that you called in and that I could tell you that, you know, sometimes the water looks, air looks like water. So
right.
I want you to have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. And
thank
again,
you.
Congratulations on your show.
Thank sure. you.
Thank you.
Wow, well, that's about all the time we have for this evening. Oh, my goodness, it has gone on. And to remind you about next week, we are doing mostly readings, so those people that I couldn't get to, so sorry. I hope you have a wonderful week, and remember exactly what those angels said earlier in the show. Go with the flow, take care of yourself, and have nothing but blessings. This is CJ Martis, and you've been listening to The Angel Connection.